home for tires and service.
You'll find us.
This is Lynn. How may I help you?
Interstate Batteries are sold in over 100,000 locally owned locations across the nation. Find the one near you at interstatebatteries.com.
Take care.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas.
Right, I got it. Thanks.
D265EZ. It's Cofield and Company.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
On ESPN Las Vegas.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
All right, here we go on this Tuesday. No Steve Cofield. No Adam Hill. It is a Big Mac Attack version of the Cofield and Company today here on ESPN Las Vegas. I am Ryan Big Mac McKittle, joined by the great, the wonderful, the incomparable Mark Seidel, and of course, Chrissy. We got a stacked show coming up over the next 3 hours. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to be joined by your Vegas Golden Knights, Colin Miller, going to be calling in to chat about the Stanley Cup and obviously what a Cinderella season. No matter how many people don't want it to be called that, or, you know, I don't want to be called an inauguration or an expansion team anymore. When does that end? Listen, facts are facts.
Yeah.
You're an expansion team. You're going to the Stanley Cup. We are living history. And you know what? You know how we're living history, Mark Seidel? 48 hours later, how did you wake up today?
Thinking that we were going to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Exactly. And when you know, when this news cycle lasts longer than 24 hours, you know you're living something special. I don't care what it is, but no, the fact that we're, it's still kind of surreal. You know, even 48 hours later, the Knights are still, this is still happening. It wasn't a dream. This is actually, now whether it's going to be Washington or Tampa Bay, we don't know. They played last night. Washington was able to extend it to a Game 7 tomorrow night. So
who do you want?
We will find out more. Who do I want? I would like Washington. I just think they're an easier matchup for the Knights. But
yeah.
I like the Knights against both teams because I think, you know, as we've talked about, not only are they arguably the most well-rounded team, they have what every team needs to win a Stanley Cup. And that is a hot goaltender.
The best goaltender.
So yeah. When you look at that, it is it's boding well for the Knights. And as I said, coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to have Colin Miller calling in to talk about this glorious run. And we got some other great interviews coming up over the next three hours. Joe Howley, former NFLer who gave it all up. And when I mean gave it all up, I mean gave it all up at 29 years old to essentially sell all of his belongings, pack it into a van, and travel the United States of America.
With his dog.
With his dog.
How awesome. That's the dream.
In a seriously tricked out van. So he is a bearded brother who likes to seemingly rock sandals 300 days a year. So you and I know that we feel a kindred.
We have a connection.
Yes, we have an immediate connection. We also got coming up in the second hour, Emily Kaplan from NHL.com, who is an outstanding writer and who's been covering some of this Vegas Knights story as well as the NHL season on the whole. And we got Ray Burr from The Sun coming up talking about in the second hour, talking about some events going on here in the Valley for high school sports. So it is a exciting show. It is, as I said, I am Ryan McKinnell. That is Mark Seidel. We got Chrissy. No Cofield. He's resting up, getting right. And Adam Hill is on the road. Adam Hill.
On the road again.
Again, literally. Mm-hmm. This guy has been on the opposing beat, as most of you know, to about, I feel like, every hemisphere now. His travel schedule has been well documented, but he is on his way to Tampa. We're not going to have him on today, but we're going to look to him, talk to him tomorrow before Capitals and Tampa Game 7. Picturing Adam in Tampa.
I hope for everybody involved with this upcoming series that the game that is the Capitals as well. Tampa is not a. I don't like Tampa. Like I don't. I'd much rather go to DC.
Is that your like Southern bias? Is that your Houston coming out? Is there like some rivalry there?
No, I just been to Tampa before and it just didn't come away impressed.
Just didn't do it for you. Huh?
No.
Yeah, I used to spend time in St. Pete. It's where that whole dry heat, it's a dry heat argument comes in. Yeah, like I don't do the South in general. I could barely do Indiana growing up there. I'm in my happy zone.
Don't mess with humidity.
Right now. No, exactly. Speaking of being in our happy zones, man, it is. You know, I got Colin Miller coming up about 5 minutes, but it is a Stanley Cup. That is the story around the Valley as it should be. We just got the schedule released last night officially.
Yes, we did.
Game one, no matter what. Whether if Washington wins, it will be here in Las Vegas, game one.
Yep.
If Tampa wins, it will be in Tampa. But we know now, game one begins Monday at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So
I'm so excited,
the
man.
The countdown begins.
Yes.
It is. I mean, this is everyone in this booth, right? We're in extremely different circumstances, which I think, you know, it can be said about a lot of people across the Valley, right? Very few actual Vegas local hockey fans.
Yeah.
I don't know how many there are, but I don't think the number is that large. The majority of us came from other places. Chrissy, you were a season ticket holder for the Carolina Hurricanes when they went through their run and won the Cup in the early 2000s. I was a Blackhawks fan, you know, as a season ticket member here with the Golden Knights. The story has been remarkable. I believe you weren't even a hockey fan before this began.
Not really. I mean, you know, I would watch the Olympics and I'd watch the final just because it's, you know, the Stanley Cup final. I do remember when the Hurricanes won their championship, we just so happened there was a huge house party I was at.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we were partying down, you know, watching that, which is cool to see. But yeah, I've never been
And you are from Carolina. That Carolina team didn't resonate with you like
not
this Knights
all.
Team.
Not at all.
That was your hometown team, essentially.
If they would have lost that Stanley Cup final, it would not have bothered me at all.
And compare it to what we're living right now.
It would bother me a lot. I would not be happy.
Yeah, Chrissy, what about you? I mean, you live that Carolina run on the front lines, you know?
I was at every home game in the regular season and the postseason. And if the Sabres had won, that was my first big fear going up against them. But we defeated them, haha. And if the Oilers had won the Cup, I would have been devastated. There is nothing like seeing Stanley Cup Finals, like having your team be in that. And I feel like the Golden Knights are my team, so I'm just as excited.
Yeah, how do you compare it? I mean, obviously they're different stories. One's your hometown team, and this one is one of those stories that it's so big, you kind of just feel honored to be a part of it. Like you hear national beat writers talk about it. Oh, I covered the San Jose series and I was just honored to be a part of it. Or I came in the middle of the season and I knew before anybody and it was just cool to be a part of it. We are sitting here. We've been talking about it now for 6-7 months, but we are sitting here on the front lines of one of the greatest stories in sports history. So how does that compare to actually living it with your hometown squad?
Well, it's crazy because there were so many players, including Marc-Andre Fleury, that I hated because I didn't have them on my team. And there's so many, and now I get to all these awesome players that I had, you know, as a Hurricanes fan to hate. I can love them because they're on my Golden Knights. So it's perfect. I can say that I've already been in love with hockey for a very long time, but it kind of made me fall in love with it all over again.
You get what you're saying? And I think that did that for a lot of people. I mean, like you said, Mark, you were at a house party. It was your home state team. But like you said, you couldn't care really one way or the other if it wouldn't have affected your life. But
yeah,
I
was excited when they won. You
right.
Know, you know, don't get me wrong. We were all there. You know, this party had been planned before, you know, everybody knew that game was going to be on that night.
So why do you think this team is resonating with you more? Is it age? Is it more of appreciation of sports? Or is it just the story itself?
The story, obviously, but just the fact, you know, I've been in Las Vegas for 4 years, so I don't know the struggle of people that are born and raised here, you know, that, you know, there has been professional sports in the town, but not a major league team. You know, so I don't feel that frustration, you know, with them. But yeah, just being here, you know, moving out here, the story of my life couldn't have been written any better, you know, for a better time to move to Las Vegas and to be a part of this and just to see how the city came together after 1 October, And, you know, I think it has a lot to do with the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah.
Obviously not everything, but it resonates more because, you know, in my mind, you know, when you think about this team, you think about when they came, when they started, and what they did for this city.
Yeah, well, you're talking about these guys all coming together from different corners of the country and some aspects of the globe, very much like this booth, a team of transients, a team of cast-offs, and we're going to talk to one of those cast-offs next in the most polite of ways to frame that. Future, hopeful Stanley Cup champion Colin Miller of your Vegas Golden Knights coming up next.
Join the conversation on Twitter at Cofield & Co.
Calling all beer lovers. Don't miss Craft Beer Movement at the Park Friday, May 25th and Saturday, May 26th from 2 to 8 p.m. Local and regional beer tastings, food pairings, and live music all night long. Details at theparkvegas.com.
I'm Burton Hughes, General Manager here at Subaru of Las Vegas. We'd like to welcome you to visit us anytime, whether you're looking for a new Subaru or just a nice hot latte or cold slushy. Our warm, friendly store experience is why Subaru of America awarded us with their highest level of recognition for outstanding customer service, the Subaru Love Promise Customer Commitment Award. You see, your interest in Subaru makes you more than a customer. You're a kindred spirit. So stop in and say hello. You're always welcome here. SubaruofLasVegas.com.
People ask, John, do you really work for Finley Toyota? My answer is yes, and you really do have a friend in the auto business. So if you're looking for a great deal on a new, certified pre-owned or used Toyota, come in and say hello. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
We're down to the final hand. Nevada goes all in. New Jersey calls. No matter what happens now, we've got a winner.
WSOP.com is excited to announce Interstate Play. Don't miss out on $1 million guarantees, $100,000 Sundays, and 4 official World Series of Poker bracelets all online. Come be a poker champion at WSOP.com. Terms and conditions apply. Must be over 21 and in Nevada to play. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
The future of buying, selling, and renting homes is coming, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com will make buying, selling, or renting a home easy, fast, fun, and safe. eBuyHouse.com will allow you to buy, sell, or rent with no realtor fees. eBuyHouse.com eliminates the traditional commission fees, putting more money in your pocket when you buy, sell, or rent a home. That's right, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com has created an online platform so you don't have to pay up to 6% when you want to buy or sell a home anymore. eBuyHouse.com.
I wish dating was as easy as finding a vehicle at Findlay Kia. No pressure, no hassles, just straightforward answers and complimentary popcorn. Findlay Kia is the highest rated Kia dealer in Las Vegas. For the best customer care, come see a Kia. Findlay Kia.
My Odds from William Hill Sportsbook lets you create and bet on your own prop bets. Tweet us at William Hill US with the hashtag My Odds. That's William Hill US with the hashtag My Odds. And we'll reply if your suggested prop bet has been accepted. You can also view all other My Odds prop bets by clicking on the My Odds category in the William Hill Sports Betting app or kiosk. More ways to bet, more ways to win. William Hill Sportsbook. This is more.
As tens of thousands of culinary and bartender union members fight to defend what they've earned, we have the chance to elect someone who works as hard and believes as much as we do. Before he ever got into politics, Stephen Horsford worked for working people. Stephen Horsford ran the training program that gave thousands of working families the chance to have what the Culinary and Bartenders Union are fighting to protect. Stephen Horsford campaigned to raise the minimum wage, fought for equal pay, and won affordable health care. When the Republicans defeated Stephen, he didn't give up. He kept the faith and kept moving ahead. With so much at stake, we need Stephen Horsford now. Livelihoods are on the line now. The threats we face are now. Stephen Horsford belongs back in the United States Congress now. Paid for by Unite Here Tip State and Local Fund, which is responsible for the content of this ad, 212-265-7000, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Las Vegas? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Las Vegas area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Las Vegas is a perfect market for my system, and this week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-600-8859. Seating is extremely limited. Call right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. That's 1-800-600-8859. That's 1-800-600-8859.
I wish dating was as easy as finding a vehicle at Findlay Kia. No pressure, no hassles, just straightforward answers and complimentary popcorn. Findlay Kia is the highest rated Kia dealer in Las Vegas. For the best customer care, come see a Kia. Findlay Kia.
If you think it's scary going to the dentist, just think how your wallet feels.
The dentist?
Because if you don't have dental insurance, paying the bill can be really expensive.
How much?
A simple cleaning can cost over $150, and things like root canals can cost hundreds.
Hundreds?
Even thousands more. Now you can get dental insurance for about $1 a day from Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. For a free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-200-6169. Our dental insurance helps cover over 350 procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. Plus, there are no deductibles, and you can see any dentist you choose.
Yay!
So help protect your teeth and your wallet for about $1 a day. For your free information kit, call 1-800-200-6169. That's 1-800-200-6169.
Hey, it's Steph. Les Olson Company is our go-to for all our copier needs here at Lotus. They have 60 years of experience, and they're always here when we need them. We use them for our copiers and printers, but they can help you with all kinds of things for your business, from data backup to digital whiteboards. Les Olson will make your life easier. Isn't that what we want? Make sure to check out the great deals they have this month for our listeners at lesolson.com/ESPN1100.
Les Olson Company.
It's time for another Stanley Cup Playoffs Insider on Cofield & Company, presented by Battle Born Injury Lawyers.
Slows as he approaches the blue line, dishes right circle, Carlson. Miller, one-time shot, he scores! Colin Miller's first Stanley Cup Playoffs goal makes it 6-0 Knights. Finds Braun right wing, down to the right goal line. Neal centers in front, they score! Colin Miller ties it, closing in from the left wing side. James Neal was positioned at the right goal line. He waited and put the pass in the perfect spot. Colin Miller ties it 1-1. Power play goal for the Knights.
Blame it on the night. Don't blame it on me. Don't blame it on me.
Right, those were the sounds of the playoffs of Vegas Golden Knights defenseman Colin Miller. Fun fact about Colin, not only our highest offensive output defenseman of the season with 10 goals and 31 assists. Also, when he was in the AHL, had the hardest slap shot at 105 miles an hour and the fastest skater. So, reason to be excited when it comes to Colin Miller and the Vegas Golden Knights, obviously, heading towards the Stanley Cup. We're waiting on Colin. We're going to talk to him here in a second. But you know what we should do right now as we celebrate this incredible week, as we wait to find out who they will be playing in the first game of the Stanley Cup? We should look back. We should get in the time machine.
Okay.
Let's go back to, oh, I don't know, June 22nd, 2016?
Ooh, that sounds like a date I remember.
That was the date that the NHL granted an expansion franchise to Las Vegas. The tweet says the team will begin play in 2017 and 2018. Mark, what do you think the responses were to a tweet like that when the NHL world found out that Vegas was getting a hockey team?
I know the responses were Vegas is going to suck. They're going to have a horrible season. A bunch of people put out predictions that the team would win, 16 games, scored 40, 44 points, 48 points,
yeah,
something
it was,
like
it
that.
It was a lot of that. A lot of saltiness.
Yeah.
First comment from Maddie Cupcakes, very simple, won't last. Won't last.
How'd that work?
Well, the follow-up to that is our old buddy JVT with a shaking head gif. And that came on May 18th of 2018. Uh-huh. So the responses have already started to flood in.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
NHL and Bettman shows its brilliance yet again because warm weather hockey has already proven to be a complete success. Eye roll.
In Phoenix.
We ain't Phoenix.
We ain't Phoenix. Sorry.
AZ continues to struggle, and Nevada gets a team before Washington? Yep.
Yep.
Might get a cup.
But Seattle, you'll get your team soon enough. And let's see how you do your first year as an expansion team. Because I'm willing to bet you won't be in any conference finals.
That's really going to be what that's really
Stanley Cup final, excuse me.
Yeah, that's what's really going to be interesting to see what happens when, you know, Seattle gets his team, because obviously you've watched this Knights team, right, from the beginning, and the excuses, varying degrees of excuses, right, started to roll in from the beginning, right? At first it was the tragedy of October 1st, that the team was bonded around it, and it's a nice run. Hey, good for them. Good for those guys, but at some point it's just not going to come together. You know, or it's gonna fall apart, right? Then after those excuses run out, right?
Yep.
Then you move on to, well, it's the Vegas flu. The away teams are coming in,
and they can't handle themselves in Las Vegas.
Right?
And
these adult men who have apparently never been to a party before in their life, or had, you know, the throes of temptation put in front of them, right?
Yep.
That was the next. Then after the Vegas flu talk wore off, it was what was it next? That was probably that's when it really started to get hardcore, to where people were, okay, you know, it was nice at the shooting, you know, I'm glad it was a nice story, but now they're starting to win. There's gotta be a reason it's the Vegas flu. Then after that, kind of, because then Vegas started going on the road, right?
Yeah.
Then they won in Tampa.
Yep.
Then they won in Winnipeg. Then they won in Nashville. And it was like, okay, what's your excuse now?
Yeah.
Well, then the excuse turned to favorable expansion rules. And I go back to this article from Vice Sports. Headline, this is from June 22nd, 2017, a year after the expansion was granted. And this is soon after the expansion draft happened. Headline, the Golden Knights weren't the only losers in the expansion draft. Subheadline, the Vegas Golden Knights somehow underwhelmed our already low expectations, but they aren't alone. So the talk after the expansion draft, and I understand that's one sample, but remember, it doesn't take an elephant's memory to go back and understand that the expansion draft wasn't some rousing success. I think there were people that felt better about it than others.
Yeah, but after the draft, that's when most of those stories came out about how bad this Vegas Golden Knights team was going to be.
Right, right.
Those stories were written after the draft.
Right, and I'm a hockey guy. So I'm sitting there. I'm at the expansion draft. It's also doubles as the NHL awards. You know, I'm there to take it all in and experience everything that's going on.
Uh-huh.
The names start rolling down. I didn't know who Colin Miller was.
Yeah.
I didn't know who William Karlsson was. I didn't know who Alex Tuck was. He's a rookie. I didn't, you know, I had heard rumblings about him over in Boston. Okay, fine. But I knew very little about him outside of the fact that he was a big body. He was a bigger player, kind of like a Nosek. Didn't know who Nosek was.
Yeah.
I didn't know 30, 40% of this roster, right? And neither did anybody else. And the articles, like that Vice Sports one, and there's great lines in there about, you know, oh, poor James Neal, now you were a couple inches away from a potential Stanley Cup, and now you're going to be saddled with these bums and Eric Halla, and we'll tweet it out. It is very fun to go back and read some of these comments and just go through, I guess, memory lane of what this city has experienced. But getting back to the excuses, right? October 1st, okay. That became an excuse of kind of its own as to why this team started off hot. Then it became the Vegas flu, right? Then I really started to believe this started to come from the Canadian teams. Because once the Canadian teams started to come in here and lose, the saltiness from Toronto on New Year's Eve.
It is real.
It was. That is an understatement. That's when they really started dissecting the expansion draft, and those excuses started to roll in. It was a favorable expansion draft. They were gifted a playoff team. Gary Bettman wants to line his pockets with money. The NHL wants Vegas
to
succeed.
This league is rigged.
Yeah. Because we got Connor McDavid, Austin Matthews, Patrick Laine, Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews, Drew Doughty. No. We got two players that the world knew about, like truly knew about, and James Neal and Marc-Andre Fleury. Now, if you want to go down the list, 30-goal scorer and Marchessault, you can go down the list. There are other good players, without question. But to act like this team was given a playoff run, and this wasn't totally about team chemistry and playing selflessly and all the narratives, right, that have played out over the last 6 months. It's a joke.
Absolutely.
It's a joke. And you know what? I feel bad for those people. I feel, and it goes for anybody.
Because they truly believe it.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what. If I was still back in Indiana, taking off random Tuesdays to go to Blackhawks games and just being the Blackhawks fan that I've always been, there is, I promise you, I'm the same guy that sticks up for the Patriots. Okay? I have a track record of supporting great stories and greatness. And I'll tell you what it stems back from. My fandom is a Bulls fan. Because I lived through the 90s and watching fans year after year constantly slander Michael Jordan and have something to say about Jordan and the way he wins and why he wins and the league wants to see him win and blah, blah, blah. There was so much vitriol and hate thrown at Jordan in the 90s you will never understand unless you lived it, especially as a Bulls fan, because you were put on the defense, right? His team had never been good prior to Jordan.
Yeah.
And now that Jordan was there, we weren't able to enjoy it. So as the years went by, as the decades went by, I watched all these Knicks fans, all these Magic fans, all these Cavs fans, all these Bucks fans, and specifically all these Pacers fans who would just, well, Reggie Miller's the greatest. My point is it went from hate to appreciation. Now everyone's just like, well, I lived during the 90s. Well, I got to see Jordan play. Mm-hmm. You don't know what I got to see. You don't know how good that guy was.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So all that hate disappeared, and they were just focused on the great story that Jordan was. That's what needs to happen with this. I don't need to make a plea. Listen, if you're not on the Knights bandwagon or whatever you want to call it, if you're on the Knight train now, there's no helping you. You've clearly made your decision. But nonetheless, I feel sorry for those people that are missing out on one of the greatest stories in sports history, and I will go to bat if they win the Stanley Cup. There is nothing bigger in the history of the Big Four sports in North America than this. I can look at Leicester City. Okay, fine. We can debate that and argue that.
Like team sports.
Right. Major league team sports in North America, of course I'm talking about NHL, MLB, NBA, and NFL, there is nothing, if the Knights win this, there's nothing that comes close.
Yeah. I 100% agree. A team that a year ago was just putting together a roster, you know? And here we are, you know, four games away from making history and meaning something to this city that 15, 20 years ago, this city never thought they would have a team like this to root for and to get behind.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? That's been one of the talking points leading into this is, you know, you haven't suffered enough. You haven't put in your time as a real fan base. You haven't done what it takes to enjoy this run.
What does that have to do with anything?
Right. Somehow, they have spun this into winning too early is bad. Yeah. We're going to get to that next here on Cofield & Company.
The crew over at Finley Toyota speak Spanish, Thai, and even Persian. In fact, they speak 14 different languages. Come in and talk the universal language of big savings today.
People ask, John, do you really work for Finley Toyota? My answer is yes, and you really do have a friend in the auto business. So if you're looking for a great deal on a new, certified pre-owned, or used Toyota, come in and say hello. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
We're down to the final hand. Nevada goes all in. New Jersey calls. No matter what happens now, we've got a winner.
WSOP.com is excited to announce Interstate Play. Don't miss out on $1 million guarantees, $100,000 Sundays, and 4 official World Series of Poker bracelets all online. Come be a poker champion at WSOP.com. Terms and conditions apply. Must be over 21 and in Nevada to play. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
The future of buying, selling, and renting homes is coming, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com will make buying, selling, or renting a home easy, fast, fun, and safe. eBuyHouse.com will allow you to buy, sell, or rent with no realtor fees. eBuyHouse.com eliminates the traditional commission fees, putting more money in your pocket when you buy, sell, or rent a home. That's right, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com has created an online platform so you don't have to pay up to 6% when you want to buy or sell a home anymore. eBuyHouse.com.
I wish dating was as easy as finding a vehicle at Findlay Kia. No pressure, no hassles, just straightforward answers and complimentary popcorn. Findlay Kia is the highest rated Kia dealer in Las Vegas. For the best customer care, come see a Kia. Findlay Kia.
Lotus Broadcasting, 13 Action News, and the Las Vegas 51s are teaming up for Military Appreciation Night, benefiting Honor Flight of Southern Nevada. Join us Friday, May 25th at Cashman Field as the 51s take on Tacoma and make this a special event for our local veterans.
Now, back to Cofield & Company.
All right, we are back here on this Tuesday. A quick note about Colin Miller, scheduling conflict, what we teased him. He will be coming on tomorrow at 3:15, so mark your calendars, your time slots for that. We'll be chatting with Colin as he sits and waiting like the rest of us to figure out what the hell is going to be happening on Monday. We don't know. We don't know if Vegas is going to be going to Tampa or if Washington is going to be coming here. So
yeah, what's going to be going on? Where are we going? Where is the Eastern Conference champion going? It's going to be fun, man.
This whole thing is fun. And it's been like that after every round, right?
Yeah.
Where we've kind of just sat here and wondered who our next opponent was going to be because, and I say we because that's how we roll on this show. Yeah. I know Adam and Steve would be very excited. But no, it is a really interesting thing to watch unfold. Obviously, from the start of the season till now, the playoffs are in full swing, and Vegas keeps advancing before anybody else. So we keep getting these days in between to kind of just sit back, take a breath, and kind of take it all in.
And it's so good for the team.
That has to be.
I mean, like the fact that we saw it in this Winnipeg series.
Mm-hmm.
Winnipeg had two great third periods.
Yeah. And they came out on fire in game one. They kind of transitioned from that game seven and kept the pace.
Once we got to the third period of game five, they had nothing.
Yep.
And you can tell, you know, they're whiffing on slap shots. You know, that's not just bad luck. You know, that's a player being tired.
Yeah, you could even see it in game two when the Knights obviously won, and that was the last. Yeah, that was the start of that four-game winning streak. Only time this season that Winnipeg lost four games in a row, which to me was absolutely incredible. But they won that game, too, while only putting on seven hits to Winnipeg. They slowed Winnipeg down, which is something Winnipeg was able to do in game one, which was overwhelm the Knights.
Uh-huh.
And the Knights fire back in game two to where they completely blow them out of the water with speed, but they don't change their game to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't dump and chase like they just they control the neutral zone, good swift passing, and somehow without putting bodies on Winnipeg, they slowed Winnipeg down, and it really set the pace for the rest of the series. And I think to your point, the game sevens that they played beforehand, and they were legged out, they were tired, and Vegas keeps getting these rests, and it bodes well, especially with the way they performed. I know they lost to Winnipeg in that first game back, but you saw what they did against San Jose when they had that rest. They came in 7-0 in that first game. So, all right, so we were talking about it before we went to break, and I want to get to this because this is an interesting dynamic. Greg Wyshynski of ESPN, formerly of Yahoo, great hockey writer on the national beats, longtime voice of hockey, very well informed. He's made this case essentially that losing builds character. And listen, this piece that he words, and it's a fine piece. He's very delicate, I guess, in the delivery of this. But he is saying essentially that not that Vegas doesn't deserve it, but Vegas should want to suffer on some level, right? That losing builds character and it builds that hunger for a championship. And to win it in your first year, what's next? How do you feel about that?
The way I look at it is, if you win a championship in your first season, okay, and then hypothetically you know, so you've gone through the up and you've been to the top, you know, and then you go 10, 15 years without doing it again, there's going to be some hunger in these fans, in these players.
Because the fan base will already have been instilled there through the great story
exactly.
that it is.
They will already have that the feeling of what it was. It's like a drug.
Yeah.
You know, you've got that feeling and oh man, it feels so good. You can't wait until your next fix.
Yeah.
And if it happens to go 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, Winnipeg, never, you know, it makes it so much better as an Astros fan, you know, for 30 years, you know, I've waited and you know, yeah. Did it make it a lot better when they finally won it? But, you know, so I can see both sides of the argument.
Well, here's the thing also I think to look at is culture, right? Culture, culture, culture. It's constantly talked about in sports. Winning culture, losing culture. I can speak from it as a White Sox fan. You can speak to it from an Astros fan. Even the Chicago Bears in a current situation, I wouldn't say they're a particularly winning culture since, you know, I don't remember 85, really. I was only 3 years old. You know what I mean? So there's on one hand that, okay, you know, losing builds character. It builds a hunger and all that. But here's the problem with losing. It can also become your culture.
Yeah.
Look at Phoenix.
Look at the Cleveland Browns.
Look at the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't, you know, championships don't come along. You just said Winnipeg never. How about Canada in 25 years? The entire country hasn't won a Stanley Cup.
Well, that's, and we just found the answer as to why Canadians are so salty.
Mm-hmm. And listen, I don't blame them. I understand. I would just hope that you, as a sports fan, you would be able to remove yourself from that and be like, listen, this is why I watch sports.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has their fandoms. Yeah. Okay, I'm not taking that away. But at the end of the day, we watch sports because it's the real reality TV, right? That's why we do this.
Yeah. And it's actual reality.
Absolutely,
TV.
You never know what's going to happen, including inaugural teams going to the Stanley Cup or just the final of any Big Four. It just doesn't happen.
And this will never happen again.
I feel confident saying that. At least not in our lifetime.
No.
If it would have, like, it's one thing to say that a 16 is going to beat a 1, right, in the tournament.
Yeah.
Because that seeding's only been around for a few decades.
And it happens every year.
Well, not the 16 over 1, but upsets happen.
No, but that is something that happens every single year. Every single year, four 16 seeds will have an opportunity
to
beat a number 1 seed. This expansion, this does not happen every year. Every year, we're not bringing 4 teams with the chance to do what the Vegas Golden Knights are doing right now. This is something that, yes, when Seattle is brought into the league, they will have an opportunity. After that, how many years are we waiting again for expansion?
Yeah. No, it's a great point. And another thing, getting back to that suffering, right, of a town or a team's fan base to somehow be appreciative of winning, how about this? How about that Las Vegas has been a city for over 100 years,
mm-hmm.
and they've never had a major league sports franchise?
Yeah.
One could argue that that's suffering enough. It's an entire valley of 1.5 million plus people at different, you know, points throughout their history, right, has been sitting here saying, listen, guys, you saw the Rebels. Like, we supported the Thunder to a degree. Like, we love sports here. It's not just all sports books and gambling. But we can support a team. Well, please, bring us a team decade after decade, and it never happens. There is validation here.
And you don't think that all the UNLV fans have suffered for 21 or for 25 years?
And they are hardcore fans.
Yes.
And this gives them something else to be excited about.
28 years, I'm sorry.
And that's what you look at. You talk about a city rallying around a team.
Yeah.
That's what you talk about. This doesn't happen with expansion teams. It also doesn't happen to cities that have never had a major league franchise. Like, there are regions that get teams, but, you know, like Carolina. You know, Carolina had a winning pedigree. They were used to championships, whether it be Duke or North Carolina. Now, obviously, the Panthers had a little bit in there, but when the Hurricanes go in, it just doesn't have that same effect. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
Yeah.
All right, so coming up here in about 5 minutes, we are going to be joined by a really interesting character, a guy who, as we sit here talking about the great reality, you know, TV that is sports, this guy, Joe Holly, former Buccaneer, former Falcon, gave it all up, right, separated with all of his personal possessions, the majority of them, donated them to charity. And now he has essentially dedicated his life to, or this summer at least, or whatever, the foreseeable future, to traveling 48 states with a tricked-out van and his dog. He's meditating. He's going on hikes. He's taking in nature. Most importantly, and I can't wait to talk to him, he's resting.
Yeah.
He has spent an entire life of playing contact football. And when you read through the laundry list of injuries this guy has went through, it's easy to understand why he's made that choice.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got, what I read, no cartilage in either knee, 2 torn labrums in both shoulders. You know, that comes from a career of playing football. Now, he went around the United States in a dope tricked out van, like, you know, with like shower stuff in
right
it.
Right down our alley. This is a Mark and Big Mac
this
special,
is like,
for
I'm
sure.
So, I'm so jealous that he did this. Like, I've been talking, you know, about getting an RV and driving around the United States and just, you know, not having any place to go, just going, you know?
Yeah.
Pull out the real map. And I know you millennials out there don't know what I'm talking
about. With actual paper?
With paper.
And ink?
And an actual road map and just saying, instead of taking a right here, let's go left.
Yeah.
And take this highway. And just go do that.
Yep, I can't wait. Joe Holly coming up next here on Cofield & Company. Going to be a hell of a conversation.
Finley Toyota. No Toyota problem is too tough, too large, or too small.
Hey, it's Steph. Les Olson Company is our go-to for all our copier needs here at Lotus. They have 60 years of experience, and they're always here when we need them. We use them for our copiers and printers, but they can help you with all kinds of things for your business, from data backup to digital whiteboards. Les Olson will make your life easier. Isn't that what we want? Make sure to check out the great deals they have this month for our listeners at lesolson.com/ESPN1100.
Les Olson Company.
Bernice was in deep trouble with the IRS.
I owed $25,000 to the IRS. How am I ever going to work this out?
She called Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm.
They always took the time to make sure that I understood everything 100%. It was like the easiest thing to do.
A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, Optima has resolved over $500 million for their clients. Bernice was very happy.
No more being afraid to go to the mail. No more being afraid to answer the phone. No further collection, no liens, no levies. Now I don't have to worry at all.
The bottom line for Bernice?
I'm now debt-free. What more proof do you need that Optima Tax Relief actually works?
For tax help you can trust, call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Optima Tax Relief actually delivers what they say they'll deliver. They went above and beyond.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, it's the Herd. It's May. You know what that means. Playoffs. Win or go home, baby. In Vegas, though, there's one team that keeps winning. Ford Country in the Valley Auto Mall. The reigning number one Ford dealer in Nevada, setting records every season. Talk about dialed in. With every new purchase, every new car purchase, you get free registration and a free tint. And if you're going to buy a car, why not get one with all the free stuff you can get, right? Go see my guy Brad, his team at Ford Country. It's a free country.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-925-5048 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
This summer, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill Summer Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the mobile sports app. Between now and August 5th, you'll be eligible for cash back points with every wager made, win or lose, on the mobile sports app. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Summer Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Finlay Automotive Group is pleased to introduce Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas at 5385 West Sahara Avenue. Come see their lineup of new vehicles. Test drive the cars you know to combine technology, safety, and luxury. Now showing at the all-new Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas.
Tune into the Press Box on ESPN Radio next week to see how you can attend a private tour and tasting of City Lights Shine Distillery with NASCAR driver Brendan Gaughan on Saturday, June 9th. Must be 21 and over, and only 10 winners plus one guest will be able to attend.
Kansas. A night to remember. Kansas, live. With the music that helped make rock classic. Doors open at 7, Saturday, June 2nd. Sunset Station Outdoor Amphitheater. Tickets can be purchased now at any Station Casino's Rewards Center or online at stationcasinoslive.com.
This summer, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill Summer Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the mobile sports app. Between now and August 5th, you'll be eligible for cash back points with every wager made, win or lose, on the mobile sports app. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Summer Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Vegas happens at the iconic Las Vegas Country Club, established in 1967. If the trees on our course and the walls of our clubhouse could talk, they'd tell you stories about PGA Tour and LPGA Tour champions, the biggest business deals in Las Vegas history, and how for six decades, this special place has been the social hub of Las Vegas. We're now accepting new individual and corporate members. Visit LasVegasCC.com or call 734-1122 and become part of our story today. The tradition continues.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
What's up, y'all? I don't know if any of you have ever tried to vlog, but this is frustrating. Talking to this camera, trying to get it right. So I'm just gonna go for it. What's up, everyone? What's up, y'all? What's up, everyone? What's up, y'all? What's up, everyone? Gotta start somewhere. What's up, everyone? What's up, y'all? Hey, what's up, everyone? What's up, everyone?
That was the voice of Joe Holly trying to figure out this new age millennial selfie cam. Higgermajigger. I don't know what it is. That was a great intro, though, for our guy.
He was trying to figure out vlogging.
Yes.
Which
did better than I would have done.
Apparently can be quite frustrating.
Yeah, I would imagine. Joe Holly, man, it is a pleasure to have you on. We were supposed to have you on last week. I am enamored with your story. I know you're on a 48-state tour right now. You are. Where are you at now, Joe? You're in Raleigh?
Yeah, I'm currently in Raleigh, North Carolina, visiting one of my buddies at NC State. He's a GA.
Tell him I said,
come say hi to him.
Tell him I said, go Tar Heels.
I will.
I know Chrissy told you that she went to NC State, but we're both from North Carolina, so it's cool. It's
awesome little rivalry between you two.
A little something.
Yeah, but
huge.
We are also bonded in this booth with you, Joe. As two, Mark, myself, we are two fellow bearded men who love to wear sandals 300 days a year. So I feel like we're kindred spirits, despite this being the first time we've spoken.
I love it. There's definitely a connection there. I wear shoes, man.
I'm pretty sure we just became best friends.
Yeah, BFFs.
Maybe some karate in the garage.
That's right. Exactly. Karate in the garage. Now, listen, man, I know you're in a van. I know you're kind of off the grid, and we're going to get into that. But you are a UNLVer. You are a rebel. You have spent time in Las Vegas, and right now Las Vegas is living one of the craziest stories in sports history. I know you're off the grid, but, dude, you've got to be hearing at least somewhat about these nights. Right?
Oh yeah. I watched the game the other night, man. I'm really impressed with what they're doing, and it's really cool for the city of Las Vegas to really have a pro team come in and be that successful. And I know the city's probably going nuts. I was actually thinking about maybe trying to get a ticket down there to go to the Stanley Cup, but I don't know.
Oh, I think you should do that. I mean, tickets are going to be expensive when they go on sale, but I know people that have like posted up outside T-Mobile, kind of waited till puck drop. And they get a good discount. Like, I think you'll be able to I think you'd be able to do that no problem.
Yeah, it sounds like a good time, man. It's really cool to see what they're doing.
Right. Where does that kind of, I mean, obviously as an athlete, having played in the NFL for as long as you did, and I imagine being a sports fan for the majority of your life, you know, obviously an inauguration, or excuse me, a expansion team doing what they've done, it's kind of hard to put into words because, I mean, we've never seen it before. Where does this kind of rank on your kind of all-time WTF sports moments?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know where it ranks because it's kind of so unique. but, I mean, the ability for them to not only, like, get to the playoffs but to just kind of dominate the whole league is pretty impressive. And, you know, it just goes to show you that when a team comes together, I mean, it's really a team sport like that. Like, anything can happen. And so it's cool to see, like, you know, I'm sure they have a great locker room and they all kind of bonded in a similar situation coming from different teams and kind of creating their own identity. And so that's really something special as an athlete to see, and I'm sure they're having a blast in that locker room and they're going to enjoy playing in a championship.
All right, we are speaking with Joe Holly. Joe, you lived literally probably every man's dream. Go out, drive across the United States, go camping everywhere, and you're doing it with your dog. Like, that's the dream for me.
That's the dream. It's the dream.
It is, man. And I'm looking at pictures of you, and you're grilling steaks, man, doing it right. Like, Joe, he gets it, man. So I got just two questions. What was your favorite place? What was your least favorite place?
That I've been so far?
Yeah.
I honestly, these first few weeks, I've been visiting a lot of friends and family and kind of doing my rounds. I actually haven't like hit the open road and done my like solitude kind of trip yet, which I'm really looking forward to. This is like my last friend I'm really going to see, and then I'm going to head out west in a few weeks, which I'm really excited about. Favorite place I've been, I've been to Pensacola, down to the beach. There's some beautiful spots down there. I love the beach, love the water. Like you talked about being in sandals. stayed in Atlanta a few nights with a couple of my friends. That's like my second home. I played there for 5 years when I first got into the NFL. So I got to see a lot of people there. But yeah, man, I've been kind of doing a circle around the Southeast. I've been kind of trying to break out and get out of here, but like, you know, different things keep coming up where I get pulled back in. And finally got done with all that stuff. So now it's kind of open road season and I'm really excited. I feel like my trip's kind of just starting.
You know, Joe, take us back to, you know, obviously for those who don't know, you were a member of the Falcons and Buccaneers. You're only 29 years old, but you gave it all up. You parted with a lot of your material possessions. You talked about how meditation has helped you, put you on this path. When did you start thinking about this being a possibility? And then kind of what was the catalyst for you kind of finally taking that step and making this final decision to do what you've done?
Yeah, I mean, I just started doing a little soul searching a couple of years ago. I started reading books and kind of expanding my knowledge and kind of self-awareness. And I started getting caught up in football and the injuries and the physical part of it started wearing on me, but also the emotional stress and the mental stress that came along with it. And I just wasn't happy. And I looked in the mirror and I decided, you know, do you want to keep grinding it out? Put your body, you know, behind the eight ball, kind of grind it out and worry about the stress. And I felt like it was really like killing me, and it was really unhealthy. And you know, I thought there's more to life than this. And I kind of reevaluated things. I was lucky enough to accumulate enough money to be, you know, good for a few years at least, and not have to worry about working for a few years. And you know, I know a lot of players that in the NFL they kind of grind it out as long as they can, and they can barely walk. And I just didn't want to be one of those guys. You know, I had plenty of money, and my message it kind of is, What does more get you? I mean, I'm satisfied with where I'm at. And so the excess is kind of what I didn't really want to go after. Yeah. I'm happy with where I'm at. And so I decided to kind of wanted to experience what life was like with less stuff and less clutter in my life. I actually watched a documentary, the Minimalism documentary on Netflix a few years ago, and that kind of really spoke to me. I thought it was really powerful, being able to live with less possessions and filling your life with more experience. And so it's been a lot of fun so far. I don't have a lot to worry about. I mean, everything I own is in my van. You know, I got a small wardrobe. I got to do laundry a little bit more than usual when I stop at places. But I'm having a blast and being able to share the experience with everybody. I've gotten a lot of positive feedback, which has blown my mind because never in my wildest dreams was I doing this to, like, you know, create this huge message. But it's kind of turned into this people were, you know, DMing me and talking to me on social media and all the inspiring stories. And it's just blowing my mind that I've been able to inspire people to kind of change their lives and make better decisions. And so it's really, really, you know, making me happy, and I'm enjoying the experience.
Well, that's interesting that you bring up, you know, self-reflection and kind of, you know, beginning to question yourself and your life path, because I think it's something that we all do at different points in our life, right? It's kind of a universal feeling. But the difference, I would imagine, and I want to get your thoughts on this, that a lot of us have people we can go to and talk to about it, right? Not just like friends and family, but, you know, coworkers or just, you know, other acquaintances that you meet along the way. But in the game of football, I would imagine that subject, right, that self-discovery and the possibility of retiring at a young age, that's probably not something that comes up in NFL circles, right?
Yeah, I mean, you'd be surprised. I think there's a lot of athletes that are in the daily grind that do think about it, but they don't really act on it. They feel like, I mean, it's just like with any job, you know, you kind of bitch with your coworkers about, you know, I hate my job, I'm not having fun doing this, sure. It's so much work. But then you don't really do anything about it. You kind of just go through the drudgery and just complain about it instead of actually making steps to kind of improve your situation or get out of a situation that you're not happy with. And so that's kind of my message is, you know, I played it. I decided, like, I used to love football, and that love kind of faded away, and it became more of a business. And I, you know, looked in the mirror, like, this is not what you want to be doing. There's more to life than this. And so the transition, that's kind of what I'm in now.
How many messages, you talked about the DMs you've gotten, I'm sure you've gotten texts and calls. How many of those messages have been from current players, former players, high school athletes, or just athletes in general?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a couple college players reaching out for advice and wanting to talk a little bit. It's a couple baseball players. you know, it's crazy because I got so many DMs. I'm trying to run through them and respond to every single one of them. And so I go, and then like the other day, there was a blue check mark next to one of them. I kind of responded real quick with like, you know, thank you for the support. And I looked at it, and it was a baseball player. And he was like, he was telling me how you would buy one of my shirts if I put it up, you know, on a little e-commerce website. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. You know, it's like, it's kind of, it's reached a lot more people than I thought it would. And it's continuing to grow. And so it's just really exciting. I'm really happy with it.
We're here with Joe Holly. I guess the star of the Man Van Dog blog. You can find that on Twitter. You can find that on YouTube. I don't know. Are you the star, or is the dog the star? I feel like animals rule all. I feel like, you know, we are an animal culture. I'm a dog guy. Mark's a dog guy. You feel any competition between your co-hosts there?
Oh, Freedom is the superstar. I'll tell you what. She's a rock star. Everybody, every time I post something with her, everybody just talks about her and how cute she is and how awesome she is. So, yeah, I'm definitely taking the back seat to that one.
So, Joe, what happens? Obviously, this is a great story. I know you mentioned that you wanted to check out some Major League Baseball stadiums along your journey, which I think is awesome. That's no better way to kill a summer day, 3 hours, and go and hang out with all that greenery and the good vibes and the sunshine. But what do you do when this road trip wraps up? You said, you know, you got a few years, obviously, to live off your money, but at some point you're going to have to pivot. Have you given any thought to the years ahead?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this is just me taking advantage of an opportunity in my transition to kind of do some self-discovery. I know I want to get involved in something when I'm done. I don't know what yet. I always got coaching on the back burner. I'm kind of footballed out at this point, but maybe in a year or two, when I start missing it a little bit more, I might get involved in that. I've always wanted to start my own business. I started getting into business a couple years ago, reading books about it. I went to the NFL Business Academy that they put on. And learned a lot, okay. And I just think it's really cool to create something out of nothing and watch it grow, and that's kind of what I'm doing with this blog, and it's just really cool, and I'm super proud of it, and so I kind of want to start and get into business. I don't know exactly what type yet, but to create something of my own and watch it grow and build it and how I want to see it, I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, so Joe, Ryan just mentioned the fact you want to go see baseball stadiums. And things like that. And I'm just wondering if you're going to get a chance to go, you know, maybe to Houston and see the World Series champions.
Because I
know you're a Southern California guy.
Is that your team?
Yeah.
The Astros?
Could you not tell?
yeah. I mean, I definitely want to hit as many as I can. I'm thinking about doing in a couple weeks, doing a little Midwest one, going to Chicago and Milwaukee and Kansas City and kind of doing those rounds. I got to look at the schedules, though. I'm not really good at planning stuff. Like, that's one thing I'm worried about, because I don't want to plan too much ahead, because then right. It kind of adds another stress. Like, I got to get somewhere.
Yeah.
My trip's already changed a few times already, and it's only been a few weeks. And I actually tried to get this campsite in the Smoky Mountains where I'm going to stay this weekend, and it was really tough because I forgot it was a holiday. So, like, everywhere is fucked up, and luckily I found a cancellation. So I got to kind of balance it between planning enough ahead so I can actually have places to stay and then not enough where I can actually have freedom to go where I want.
Yeah, man. Asheville, is an incredible place, man. All those little mountain towns up there, where Appalachian State is, Boone. Is a great place to go, man. Plenty of.
Do you know any good breweries in Asheville? I'm thinking about doing a little meetup with my followers on Saturday.
I haven't been. I was in Asheville when I was in college, so let me do some research.
Back in the day.
And I will, let me talk to a couple of my buddies. I got a buddy who lives there, and I will.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Let me know.
Yeah, I'll definitely get in touch with you. I'll send you a direct message.
Cool.
Certified. Okay, so Joe, you are from Anaheim. Are you an Angels fan?
Yeah. I mean, so my whole baseball story, I used to hate baseball. I grew up an Angels fan just because there was a team that was nearby, but I really wasn't into baseball at all. I was terrible when I was a kid. I kind of wanted to quit. I had terrible eye-hand coordination, which, you know, I'm a good athlete, but that's something I lack. And so I always hated football. And then a couple years ago, I got invited to do this fantasy baseball league with some of my really good friends, and it's a super competitive league. And so when I got in, I knew nothing about baseball, and I spent the first couple months, like, researching everybody, and I loved it so much that I just really got into baseball. And so I started paying attention more, obviously, and actually started becoming more of a Cubs fan because I went to Wrigleyville a couple times, and that completely changed my outlook on what baseball is and the environment and the history.
Yeah, and, that's a serious party over there.
Yeah, Wrigleyville is incredible. So, you know, the Angels got a special place in my heart because that's what I grew up watching. But I also like the Cubs and the Rays too. Because that was the hometown team when I decided to start following baseball.
All right, there you go, Joe Holly. Joe, what do you got coming up? Where can people find you? And what's on the docket for you coming up next?
Yeah, I'm going to the Smoky Mountains this week, and then I'm thinking about staying in Asheville for a night, and then going to a different campsite in the Smoky Mountains. And then I'm actually going to Bonnaroo Music Festival in a couple weeks, which should be interesting.
Who's headlining?
I think Eminem, The Killers,